Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle, teaming up with the Washington State Council of Firefighters. Why? Well, you know why. We got to put these coats on these kids. 1,000 kids need coats. We want to get them on their bodies. $34. That's all it takes. $34 was a brand new American-made coat on a kid that needs one. And if you don't have the full 34, any donation helps. If you got $5, whatever, it really goes to help these local kids warm during our cold winters here in the Pacific Northwest.
Shout out to Bradley, who donated enough to give out a couple of coats to some people. David,
thanks, Bradley.
Kara, from my child to yours. Holy smokes, Kara. Yeah, a lot of money right there. That's really freaking cool of her.
Kara.
Shout out to Kara S. That's
Kara S. You
awesome.
Rocked the house. Thank you so much. See, that's the thing. We for every Kara S, that fills in the blanks for people that can only do 5 or 10. So if we all get together and just do what we can, we can get this done. We're not asking you to do anything more than what you can do. And if you really don't have cash, but you have social networks, please share the word. You know, maybe some of your friends can help out.
It's pretty awesome, man. Just in the couple months that we've been doing the Coats for Kids campaign this year, the Rockaholics have already raised over $25,000 for
getting
kids
close.
In the Northwest.
Okay, yeah, that's really close to our 1,000 coats. So keep it going, peeps. You want to donate? You want to help out? Just go to KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. Beat Migs. Don't be a loser.
Whoa.
Beat Migs. You're a loser.
It is time to beat Migs. It is time to turn down four tacos.
Do it, man.
Yeah, get some tacos.
Okay.
Get every single taco that you can get.
Yay. I think I'm not going to get every single one.
Oh, okay.
I'm watching the waistline now.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so you probably don't want to get one of those big 12 packs of tacos and just put it away.
So far, the first week's going well, though. I'm doing well.
Really?
So yeah, I'm doing pretty good.
Congratulations.
Nice. Yeah.
It's Tuesday.
Well, the week's going well.
I started Thursday of last week.
Oh.
I started right when we got back.
Just making sure.
Yeah. So actually, I'm almost done with my first week of dieting.
Okay, because I'm like, you're right.
I didn't wait till this Monday. I said I'm stopping when we get back to work.
Nice. So have a tiny taco today.
Teeny tiny tacos.
Yeah, I'm really, so far so good. I mean, you know what?
What was that there?
I'm knocking on wood, even though that's not wood.
That's not even wood.
And you weren't even knocking.
I know.
You're slapping on Formica.
Yeah.
Is that the new knocking on wood?
Yeah. Slapping Formica. That sounds like a great band name.
Okay. From the 90s, maybe.
Let's get to our contestant. We've got Matt in Seattle to take on Steve. Matt, are you there, sir?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Why don't you just knock it, at least. I
mean, yeah, you're just like slapping it.
Because he hurt himself.
Your knuckles?
Vicky, right on the head. I got to be careful.
You got weak knuckles?
Dude, at my age, every bone. What does that mean?
What about bones?
Oh. Oi, 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 Vicky.
Don't worry about it.
Did you just go there?
Yes, I did.
God,
I
she's... It. You know, you, well, you, Steve, exactly. You ever hear about the knuckles and what happened when they cut...
Whoa, nice pantomime there, too.
Whoa. You know, but, I mean, you don't know
slapping
that?
On Formica, knocking on wood.
It's a measurement of just how far you go in life.
Yes.
That Vicky is really, she's a dirty bird.
I was just saying
bird.
That if your knuckles aren't strong enough, then you cannot, perform your husbandly duties.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
So about that part. I fight about this, but I don't want to have a conversation with her about
this. Keith Richards' knuckles?
Oh, geez, yeah.
Does he
look up Keith Richards' knuckles. We talked about this on the Migscast.
Really? Are they just insane?
They are freaky.
Yeah.
Well, he is getting older, and maybe arthritis sometimes really Fs with your knuckles, too.
It's got to be something like that, or just the years and years of playing.
Dude, that looks like arthritis to me.
Yeah.
Looks
uncomfortable.
And he's also really thin.
Yeah.
And so then you're old knuckles.
You're seeing bones, baby.
Mm. Yeah.
Well,
what's he playing for, Steve?
Keith Richards Knuckles. That's what's up for grabs.
That's another great name for a band.
Or tickets to the PBR Tacoma Invitational at the Tacoma Dome on Saturday, March 30th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want tickets, they're available now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Your knuckles there.
Yeah.
Watch out.
For those playing at home, Matt will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Matt, you can pass all you want. You will only get 3 guesses per question, though. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
What is the brand name for the cleaning product that has a mascot of a muscular man with a shaved head and an earring?
Mr. Clean.
Yes. In what year of the early 80s did Diet Coke come on the market?
81.
No.
82, 83.
82, yes. Which HBO show about a robotic theme park premiered in 2016?
Westworld?
Yes. Which Jackson family member had a role on the TV show Good Times?
Michael.
No.
Tito.
No.
Pass.
Which 2018 horror movie revolved around not speaking or making noise?
Bird Box?
No.
It's the opposite.
Fox Bird?
No.
Well,
yeah.
Good job. In which decade was the Rubik's Cube invented?
50s.
No.
60s.
No.
70s.
Yes. Okay. In The Matrix, what color pill did Neo take?
Red, blue.
Red, yes. What is the name of the soft white layer that forms on teeth?
Enamel?
No.
Plaque.
Yes! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, correct.
All right, not too bad.
Not too bad there at all.
I wouldn't have got plaque. I would have been yelling at you thinking it was tartar.
Oh, no.
Oh, you're right. I forgot about the plaque.
Well, maybe Steve will forget about that and then not get a win. And the post-holiday decline could happen at some point.
I don't know, man. We're kind of already beyond that.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What is the name for the cleaning product that has a mascot of a muscular man with a shaved head and an earring? Yes.
Mr. Steve.
In what year of the early 80s did Diet Coke come on the market?
82.
Yes. Which HBO show about a robotic theme park premiered in 2016?
Oh, Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park.
No.
Oh, is that Waterworld?
No.
Westworld.
Yes.
There we go.
Which Jackson family member had a role on the TV show Good Times?
Janet Jackson.
Yes. Which 2018 horror movie revolved around not speaking or making noise?
Mr. Bean.
No.
Mr. Bean. A Quiet Room.
No.
Quiet Place.
Yes. Yeah. In which decade was the Rubik's Cube invented?
The 50s.
No.
60s.
No.
70s.
Yes. In The Matrix, what color pill did Neo take?
Pink.
No.
Red.
Yes.
Red.
What is the name of the soft white layer that forms on teeth?
Enamel.
No.
Plaque.
Yes. What disability did Thomas Edison have?
He was constipated.
No.
Is that a disability?
Well, I guess for some people it is.
It feels like it.
Steve, you've got 8 correct, which is a win.
Yeah.
Sorry, Matt.
It was all right.
All right. There you go. Well, thanks for playing, Matt.
There he goes.
There goes the victory boy.
What are we telling everybody?
What I'm telling them, Rab, is...
Oh, man. You are the man.
Is he really the man?
He was the man today.
He's a man.
Yeah, he got those all correct.
It's except like Becky Lynch, I'm the man.
Oh, nice.
Right. Watch out for the bloody nose. The one that you did miss, the disability that Thomas Edison had. Anybody?
Syphilis.
That's not a disability. Was he dyslexic?
No.
Oh.
He was deaf.
He was hard of hearing?
He was hearing impaired, yes, he was.
How did he create the phonograph if he was hard of hearing?
He doesn't need to actually be able to hear it just to create the designs for it. And someone else can be like, hey, that does totally work.
Well, I hope he doesn't try and order any food at a Taco Bell.
Why?
You didn't hear about that deaf guy that tried to order and he ended up like getting arrested, and the guy that was working at the Taco Bell got fired for how he treated the deaf guy.
I have no idea what happened.
Pulled up to a drive-thru and he had like his order on his cell phone because he's...
Probably because he has a hard time speaking and hearing.
Yeah, so, I'm super paraphrasing the story, but I guess the guy was like, no, I can't do that. If you don't put your phone down, if you don't do this, I'm calling the cops. He called the cops, and then the employee that refused to serve to the deaf customer got fired.
What an idiot. Wow. So he calls the cops basically to get himself fired.
Yeah.
I don't know how he thinks that's a cop calling situation.
Right?
Wow.
Wow.
Damn.
Well, this wasn't a cop calling situation. Terrible segue there. But congratulations, Steve. You won with 8 correct.
That was segue of the year. We're early into the year. Yeah, that's segue of the year right there, buddy.
Here's a question, though, and I'm not trying to be rude or anything along
those
lines.
Let me just say caller 8.
Oh, my bad.
206-421-ROCK. Caller number 8, 206-421-ROCK. All right. We know you're not trying to be rude, but what's your question?
It's cool for you to drive if you're deaf?
Yeah, because everything is usually visual. I mean, it's...
But you can get in trouble if you have headphones on while driving.
Steve makes a good point.
You can't hear a horn honking. You can't hear traffic around you.
My aunt is deaf, and she had no issues getting her license, and she drives wherever, so there's no issue with that.
Maybe it's what's playing in the headphones that's distracting, as opposed to just keeping headphones on with nothing on.
So gangster rap is bad?
Yeah. But that's, you know, Steve, you make a very interesting point. If I just put on noise-canceling headphones and that's it, is that okay?
I don't know why that stuck out. I mean, I'm saying you can see, you can still do stuff, and maybe he's not fully deaf. Maybe he's just
mostly deaf.
There are people that are legally blind, which means they still can see some stuff, but not enough to be able to like really get around well or drive. But I don't know about legally deaf if that's a thing.
According to this one article, it says that there is no proof that deaf or individuals with hearing loss are involved in more crashes than those who can hear.
So it's gotta be the loud music that distracts you. It has to be. Yeah, but then again, we play it in our car, so why are headphones a problem?
I mean, at least if you're riding shotgun, there's no fighting over what music you're listening to.
Yeah, Steve, that actually is a very, very good question. Now that we know that hearing impaired people can drive, what's the problem with headphones? There shouldn't be. I mean, if they can drive...
Unless they feel like you said, the music it would be too distracting because you're more into the music than what's in front of you, whereas a deaf person is still focused on what's going on in front of them.
And apparently, listening to it in our speakers in our car allows us... I guess, with that distraction to still hear because we're hearing other sounds, whereas only with the headphones on, we're only hearing music. Maybe that's it.
One person says, well, what about emergency sirens? Yeah, like if all of a sudden there's an ambulance or a cop with their siren going off and you don't hear it?
Well, that's why they have the flashing lights, too.
Well, what if they weren't looking on their cell phone while all that's going on?
Oh, then they're just a bad driver. It's not because they're deaf. I have to tell you,
I'm with Vicky on this. I see the lights long before I ever hear a siren. Because a lot of times cops don't put the siren on until they get, you know, they put the lights on, but they don't want to, I don't know why, for noise pollution reasons, whatever, but I don't ever hear sirens. I just sometimes see the lights fly by. So, okay, we found it out. Got a new regulation in Saudi Arabia, Steve. This is really good for you, because I know you would want to go there.
No, I have zero interest in going. My brother's there.
Yeah.
I guess I could go visit him.
Dude, I'll tell you, I just watched a TV show, The Orville's back on Fox, and one of the alien races, if they want to divorce their mate, they just kill them. That was their culture. Like, it was completely legal to do in their culture. And you go, God, this show, come on, that's ridiculous. And then I see this and go, is it though? Are there some cultures in our country where it would be that stupid that you just kill somebody and that's how you officially divorce somebody? Because here's what they're trying to do. In the year 2019, they're now saying maybe we should stop Saudi women from being divorced without their knowledge.
So you can just get divorced and not tell
the woman.
Man.
In Saudi Arabia. And now, as of yesterday...
That's kind
of
awkward.
You just
don't see your husband anymore, and then one day you're walking around and you just see him with someone else?
This is why I think the world is the way the world is. There are just other cultures that are behind us. Now, I know there's probably other cultures that sit there and go, you know what, we're so far ahead of America. Why can't everybody be on the same page? So I guess this is why we got to tolerate what we've tolerated in the world. I can't believe that they still think, oh yeah, why should a woman ever need to be consulted on this? I'm just divorcing you. Peace out. I what? But now they have to. They've got to either by text... You got to notify him by text, by the way.
The honorable way.
Yeah, I'm divorcing you. By text. Which means that you still could get the divorce. You just got to let him know.
That'd be great. I'm divorcing you. Type the word stop to not receive any more text messages from me.
Still, if you're going to get divorced in this country, you got to go through a bit more to make that happen. As opposed to still, you can get divorced. You just text them and go, okay, I'm done. Do you think there's a lot of alimony in that one.
Okay, let's focus on our country here in America.
America!
Do you think somebody has gotten a divorce via text? I mean, I know people have broken up over text. But do you think somebody has just sent out a text saying, we're getting divorced, and that was it?
Oh, really? Yeah, if you've got the kind of person that just doesn't like confrontation, which, by the way, is you know, I mean, we live in one of the places where that is, and you're so fed up and you're so done that you want to end it for whatever reason, yeah.
What's worse, text, email, or a Facebook message?
Oh, it's got to be the email.
Yeah, no, who checks email anymore?
Exactly. You won't find it. It's like you're in Saudi Arabia at that point. You'll never know.
You could blame it being put in your junk file.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. I didn't know we were divorced.
Facebook, you could tell they read it.
Oh, Facebook.
I know you read my divorce message.
Yeah, what about posting it on Facebook?
Just on the wall?
Oh, geez.
Just somebody post it on your wall. Yeah, we're divorced.
Post a Facebook survey. Should I get divorced? Yeah, I can see that happening, too. Steve, everything you've just said, I bet has happened.
Really think someone's divorced somebody over text?
Yeah, I do. I do, just because we live in a TMZ world. I believe anything like that when it comes to being, I guess, rude, uncouth, whatever.
I remember the story of Phil Collins getting a divorce or telling his wife that he wanted a divorce via fax machine.
What?
In the 80s.
Oh, you're right.
So, I mean, yeah.
I don't remember that. That
anybody's going to be using... Well, I mean, according to the internet nowadays, it did, so I lend it to be true.
Oh, I hope she studioed him.
Really?
Oh.
Man, yeah, that's all that gets.
So, yeah. So Katy Perry found out that she was getting divorced over text.
Russell Brand.
Ooh.
I think that's who I must be referring to. I don't know if she's been married to anybody else. But that was a tumultuous relationship. And Russell Brand was, I mean, now he's clean, but boy, that guy had issues.
Yeah?
Yeah. And he's a brilliant, brilliant performer. It was great in Get Him to the Greek, of course, and I love his comedy.
That was one of the greatest movies.
Yeah.
Did you see his new Netflix special?
No.
I have not.
It is fantastic.
I've heard great things about it.
Send me an email about it. It's really good. It's real.
Send me a text. send me a text. Kathy actually likes Russell Brand. We'll watch that together.
It's real self-deprecating, and he's just super, super funny.
He's a brilliant guy.
He really is.
I saw him, I don't know, at the Neptune or one of our theaters here in town. He was fantastic. He really is. He's super talented, but also you can tell a guy that has gone through the ringer in order to, you know, to be able to go to the depths of the, you know, the worlds that he talks about, because he was massively on drugs.
Yeah, because my only one experience, I was fortunate enough to host the Q&A for Get Him to the Greek at the movie theater, whatever theater it was, when he came to town to promote it, and got to spend a lot of time with him before and then afterwards, and he could not be nicer. Like, truly one of the coolest celebrities that I've ever met.
But we've known that. We've known that about guys
I wasn't, like, married to him, or I don't know.
But you remember Steven Adler the same way. When, yep. You know, substance abuse problems, when they're not on the stuff, true. Nicest guys.
That's
and,
true.
You know, that's the thing with substance abuse. It just turns you into a monster, and it's just an unfortunate thing.
One person says, I was told my ex-wife wants a divorce through email. That's from John.
John, that sucks. See, that's not good. It's got to be on Facebook.
Oh, it's the new Dear John. Yuck.
Yeah.
Dude, you ask and you shall receive. My ex and I decided to get divorced over Facebook chat.
You know, guys in the military, girls in the military probably have stories like this all the time, because you're deployed and the next thing you know, boom, you get some Dear John letter. I mean, and now it's Dear John text, Dear John Facebook message. I bet a lot of military stories like that.
From divorce, my ex-wife never showed up to any of the court dates. It took her 2 years before she knew we were divorced.
Okay, that's just, I don't know what to say about that woman.
Someone says, you think anyone broke up by beeper? Yeah, I don't know if pagers ever.
I
think you can spell divorce with numbers.
Yeah, you got to get to a phone just so I can tell you I'm divorcing you. Yeah, so this is amazing. This directive in Saudi Arabia says that women now are fully aware of their marital status and can protect rights such as alimony. Oh, so there is alimony. Well, this is why they wouldn't tell them. That way they wouldn't have to pay them alimony, because they didn't know they were divorced. Oh, man.
How about Andrew sent us a message on Facebook, said my ex-wife wanted a divorce and actually sent me an instant message on Facebook Messenger while I was in Afghanistan in a combat zone.
Oh, that sucks. It's, you know, it's another thing we don't appreciate from the folks that serve, is that, you know, this stuff happens. And I mean, in the worst possible situations.
I would hope that she at least said, hey, how's your day going? Fighting any bad guys at this moment?
Jeez.
You shooting anyone at this moment? If not, I have a thing I need to tell you.
Oh, God.
That's awful.
Yeah, it is so awful. Man, God. I wish we could be better to each other. Just be honest.
Look, I'm not military, but if you were military.
Oh, you're not military?
I know.
I'm surprised. I look at you and you look totally military.
Just looks like a war hero.
Yeah, you really do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Would you rather have your significant other tell you the minute they were done with you, the relationship is over, via text, message, email, whatever it may be, while you're overseas somewhere? Or would you want them to wait until a year or X amount of months until you come back home and then tell you?
That's an excellent question. Maybe we should put a poll up? I would love to know the answer to that.
Well, I'm wondering for you.
Oh, well, I'm not in the military, so...
I know, but it's make-em-ups.
Oh, okay. So
you and I were both war heroes.
We're somewhere in a foxhole.
This is a really big make em up.
We're all in it right now. We're in a foxhole. Four of us, five of us. Red's in a different foxhole, but he's got a window that peeks into our foxhole.
I don't want him in my foxhole, dude. Though I do want him facing his backside to the enemy.
There we go.
Yeah.
We're stuck for another year here.
Okay, I'm getting into it now.
Yeah,
there we go.
Oh, yeah, of course, it's a big Jedi.
Yeah,
of course, yeah. So, yeah.
Would you rather wait that year until you found out your woman was done with you? Or would you like to know the minute she was done with you?
I will tell you this. My personality says, tell me right now, let me get over it. But again, if it's the only thing keeping me going until I get back home, you know, in that horrible situation that I'm in, maybe I don't want to know. I mean, I'd be pissed, but at least it was what got me through. Because some people, you know, I just can't wait till I get home and see my spouse and my kids or whatever. So I think I'd want to wait.
Yeah.
Only for the reason I think it's maybe the only thing get me through those horrible days. I don't know.
But me, I get extra focus and then you just take it out on all the bad guys.
I thought about that. Yeah, but if you're not fighting any of them, it's not
like, why you keep calling me Sally? That's the bitch who left me.
You know, the way you work that machine gun, I don't think anyway, you're like a stormtrooper. I don't think you're going to hit anybody.
My bad.
Everybody's going to go, you know, call me Sally anytime you want there, pal, as long as you don't hit me.
Someone says, tell me as soon as possible. What about you, Vicky?
I'm kind of along the lines of BJ where I think I would want to know when we get there because I feel like I'd just be distracted on the lines.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know you'd be extra focused. I just would not be focused.
It doesn't matter. You'd be on your phone no matter what the situation was. You'd be like, you know,
private! Private B! Private B, get off your phone! We got the enemy!
Oh, no, but I'm looking up a nice recipe in case we survive.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's just through personal experience, I would have wanted to wait. BJ is spot on. What about you, Danny?
Immediately.
Yeah.
I would want to know immediately so that way I don't have to deal with it. And at that point, she probably couldn't file until I got back anyway, so
jokes on her. And you could also set up some sweet action when you get home.
It's true.
You'd have a year to throw out that fishing line to find that one chick that's ready to bone you the minute you get back.
Or, you know what? I mean, look, see, that's the beauty of finding out quickly because you can get that sweet action overseas or wherever you are.
Yeah,
I mean,
right? That's exactly what I'm thinking. Yeah, let me know right away and I can get everything across the globe.
Now, granted, none of us know exactly what it feels like to be in these situations. I know we're in this proverbial foxhole.
What are you talking about, Steve? You look like a war hero. I mean, you're already there. I mean, you've watched all the Star Wars movies.
Yeah. One person is a vet of Iraq. I'd want to know after getting home, being overseas and getting bad news detrimental to soldiers' mental health, especially like that.
That's what I figured. That's a good point. Yeah, you know, you really don't need that. It's an extreme situation. I agree. I would sure as hell want to wait just because, you want them in top shape. You don't want them having to think of that.
And that person says, please, for the love of God, wait. Dear John Letters messes up soldiers so much.
Yeah.
Wait till you get back. If they're on tour, it's a high possibility that could hurt the unit because they're not focused on their job.
Yeah, because a lot of times, you know, you're fighting for your country, but you're also fighting for the safety of your loved ones. I mean, that's also paramount with a lot of soldiers. You know, it hits home to know that, look, we love this country. We're fighting for, obviously, the rights of it. But, you know, for the beautiful people, you know, you're keeping them safe. Your family, you know, you're part of the crew as everybody else is keeping their family safe.
But one person that found out my ex was cheating when I was in Afghanistan. It made me work harder and it just pissed me off.
See, that guy's got a good mindset.
Remember, says there's no sweet action in the sandbox, brother. Also, it's like no sex in the champagne room.
Yeah, that's what people loved about Vietnam.
But I didn't say
you
that.
You could always get action.
You're not trying to get sex at that moment. You're trying to set up sex for the minute you get home.
Oh, yeah. But see, in Vietnam, I mean, I had buddies that went, and they told me, they were happy to be single. There was a lot of fun to be had, you know, as far as that particular situation.
No, President, there's no action overseas. It is like the champagne room.
Oh. All right, it's time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We got your calls. We got your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
KISW, The Rock of Seattle, Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Car Toys. This is where you get to run this fine show of ours. Yeah, you do. You want to say something? You want to bring something to this table that hasn't been brought before? Or maybe you think your take is the take that should have been aired? Well, you pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Steve does have a rule, though.
And that's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to dong you and then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
All right, we got a text message at 77999. BJ, this person wants to know if it's wrong of them to kind of pressure their girlfriend into quitting her job as a bikini barista. He says that she got the job about 7 weeks ago, hates it, loves all the tips, loves making all the money, but I know she's not happy as a bikini barista, and at times she says she feels a little embarrassed by it, but she needs the cash. Is it wrong of me to give her an ultimatum, either quit work as a bikini barista, or I'm done with you?
I think he's the one that has the problem with it, honestly.
It does seem like, yeah.
Why would you give her an ultimatum if it's something she doesn't like? Like, it's just, it's, hey, babe, I want you to be happy. This doesn't make you happy. How can I help you to get you on that career path that you want?
Yes.
I don't think that's unreasonable to say, but an ultimatum, yeah, he's the one with issues.
Ultimatum.
Ultimatum.
I'll give him an ultimatum.
You don't like my words?
No, I'm just as guilty. I like ultimatum.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that, and I'd like to because it's Vicky, and I don't think she ever says anything that anybody should listen to. But in this case, what am I going
to
do?
Well, I think we need to know, like, what is her potential as a bikini barista. Maybe we just need to know which stand she's at.
Oh, that's a good point.
And, you know, past pictures.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah, pictures, or it's not true that she works there, right?
Yeah.
Is that the idea? You know what? Seriously, dudes, honestly, and anybody listening, if you have a problem with anybody in your life, it's really good to be self-reflective and really ask questions to yourself or get around, whether it be your priest, a therapist, somebody you trust where you can go, look, I want to find out what's going on with me in this situation. What's making me tick? Because it's never the other person. I know we always think it is, but actually it all starts with you. And Vicky hit it on the head. Dude, you have a problem with this. So you can just be honest and go, look, I have a problem with this and I don't know if I can be with a girl that does this for a living. Yeah, you know, some people might think you're a douche, but look, you have a right to be with the kind of person you want to be with. Mm-hmm. Doesn't make her a bad guy, and I don't think it makes you a bad guy, but you got to know that about yourself.
I'm just confused by the whole, she has a problem, like, he made a point to say, oh, she feels embarrassed by this, blah, 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 and but then he wants to be like, well, I'm going to give her this ultimatum, or ultimatum.
Yes.
And either it's me or the job. When you, if it's true that the person is embarrassed by what she does, by being a bikini barista, when you just be like, hey, babe, what can I do to help you find a better job that is not as embarrassing in your eyes as being one?
Good now, call. Now I'm curious, is she really embarrassed by your job that much, or are you making her feel embarrassed?
That's yep. Another good call.
Just curious, buddy.
The person says he's definitely jealous. I'd love all the free coffee and the cheeks that you can stare at.
The yeah.
Person, bikini baristas make so much money. He should be happy for her.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's...
Who's she hurting as a bikini barista to?
Well, to, you know, tell that to everybody in the country that goes, oh, my 5-year-old will be scarred for life because you saw a girl in a bikini.
Right. I mean, not every bikini barista is being reported on by Como 4 News.
The women exposed their breasts and genitals and licked whipped cream off each other for money.
That's only the special ones.
Again, who's being hurt there? I mean, as long as they're careful with how they're licking the whipped cream, I don't think anybody's being hurt, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's all a beautiful thing.
So, listeners on the loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. Well, if you like whipped cream, then you know what?
Have at it, people.
Especially when it's on a bikini barista. Right?
All right, your calls, your texts, we'll take more of them at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's the listeners on the loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Earlier, we were talking about roommates that do kind of odd things that you just found out when you started living with them.
Oh, yeah.
This person says, I had a roommate that was a cam girl.
Ooh. So it started off with the guy from Modern Family, Jesse Tyler Ferguson, saying his roommate used to be a phone sex operator. Now that's the modern version.
This person says via text, I'm a male, and at first she only did it in her room. However, she later started doing her shows wherever. Sex was occasional, but for the most part, it was just like any other job to her, and she made money hand over fist, which is an interesting term to use in that situation.
Now, do you read that he also got to have some fun with that?
Maybe he was the prop? In other words, like, hey, you want to see a sex show? Let me get my roommate involved.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'd like to know information about that.
Stunt D?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's a better amenity, that or free cable with your rental?
Ooh. Oh, free cable.
Yeah,
free cable.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it.
About utilities included?
Oh, as long as it's free cable.
Utilities in unit included.
Oh, there you go. That's it.
That's nuts.
Yeah, it was.
Okay. One texter wanted to know, did you guys hear the latest about the woman that dipped her chicken in soda? She has a song now, WTF, you need to hear it.
Yeah, we have heard about this. Thank you, because you know we knew back in September of last year there was a woman. She went viral because she was caught dipping her chicken fingers in soda at the U.S. Open. I know we talked about it because we were like, who would do this?
It was such a weird looking thing. I've never gotten around to trying it.
Yeah, neither have I,
and I never will.
I think that I'm on the same boat. But here, of course, because she was caught on on camera, ESPN had this reaction.
That's a new, look at that, dipping the chicken finger into the soda? That's a new one.
I haven't seen that before.
Renee, have you tried that?
No.
I didn't think so.
Maybe once a little sweeter? I don't know.
I guess.
Yeah, and again, you know, I can understand dipping certain things in certain things, but the consistency is the problem. You get that batter all just mushy.
Yeah, it gets soggy.
Yeah, it's, no. Her name is Alexa Greenfield, and well, that was her 15 minutes of fame, and she's like, okay, I'm going to cash in on this. And like the texter said, she's got a song. Steve, are you ready for the title? Title is unique. I have to give her credit for this one.
Okay.
It's very special. It's called Chicken Soda. And you know the chicken dance from that people play weddings sometimes?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know that song.
Yeah, you're going to recognize that. Yeah. She's got an international video out, too. She's an attractive woman. I'll give her that.
It's the only way to eat your fried chicken. When I dip, you dip, we dip. Now watch me dip, sip, whip, drip, dip, sip, whip, drip. Take the chicken with your right, take the soda with your left.
I don't know this chicken dance.
Dip, 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 dip. Take the chicken with your right, take the soda with your left. And then you dip, 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 dip. Take the chicken with your right, take the soda with your left.
No.
And then you dip,
okay.
Dip, 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 dip. Take the chicken.
Red is so mad right now. It's great.
This is horrifying.
Oh, although the video is fun.
The video is. She's got herself descending into a big vat of fat and chicken being dipped, like, you know, like a fryer. Yeah.
And now there's just dripping soda on her face.
She needs to be tar and feathered. This is horrible.
She kind of looks like a Carl's Jr. commercial, really, in some of it.
I mean, without the audio, this video is fantastic.
You're absolutely right. The audio ruins it.
I mean, hot chicks and chicken.
Oh, and
you have basically summed up my life right there.
And she's got a tub that looks like it's filled with soda,
yep,
and just chicken just dipped all over at the end. Okay, I mean, it's...
I'm 1,000% on board with the video.
Yeah,
the song needs to go.
The video's awesome. The song is... but what chicken dance is this? Is there a song I don't know about? Because it said it's reminiscent of the chicken.
You didn't hear it?
That's what we played.
No, I didn't hear it. Was it in there?
It's the chorus. Here, play it
again. We have to play it again.
I know, Rev.
Play it again, and I'll point out the part.
Oh, I didn't even hear it.
Here we go. It's in the hook.
It's the only way to eat your fried chicken. When I dip, you dip, we dip. Now watch me dip, sip, whip, drip, dip, sip, whip, drip.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't think I want this anymore.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, somebody thought this was a clever idea, you know, make a chicken dance thing out of it and then make it all like sound, whatever the hell that is.
Like, seriously, do yourself a favor and watch the video. Just keep the sound off.
Yeah, definitely.
Because it's a great video.
Yeah, the video is
although the comments are fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
One commenter on the YouTube page says, I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
Me either.
Next person, WTF. Attention is a hell of a drug.
Yeah,
not even auto-tune can make her voice sound good.
No.
Yeah, this has 58 likes and 100 dislikes. 47,000 views already on this thing.
Okay. Still, Steve, she's got to get all the way to Sunship's territory, which is 7 million. Okay?
That ain't happening on this.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I like this clever commenter. I dip my chicken tendy in her soda, if you know what I mean, winky face.
I don't know what it means.
No, I have no idea.
Yeah. Could you comment that and ask him, please explain it? Yeah, I don't.
I don't understand the Pokemon car.
Me neither.
Okay.
Maybe she just knows someone has a Pokemon.
Is there a chicken character in Pokemon, Beetle? Vicky?
No, it's Pikachu.
Yeah, I mean, Pikachu's a rat character.
No, I'm saying that's what her car is.
Yeah.
So it makes no sense.
Exactly.
Oh.
I mean, there's a character for everything.
Honestly, she probably just knew somebody has that car and thought that it'd be pretty funny to throw it in the video.
Yeah. Probably right.
Have you seen that part? There she's just dancing on the video on the car.
On the car. And it's a Pokemon car.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why.
I don't.
Gotta catch them all. Maybe she's just talking about the fact that she's probably
got herpes or something.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's it.
She's collecting all the STDs. Yes.
I mean, she does look amazing, which makes me wonder, gosh, maybe she was just at the game. Now I wonder if the whole thing was staged, hoping she'd get attention someday, because she looks like somebody that wants to be a model or somebody.
I feel like this happened, and it took her this long to figure out how to bank off of it.
Yeah, you're right.
Because this was a while ago.
Yeah, this would have been great if this came out like a month after it happened, or even less.
I don't know what I'm more excited about, watching her dance or all the fried chicken that she's got around her.
Does look delicious.
Yeah.
She went to a lot of trouble to put this video together. I'll give her that.
Yeah, she's out of her mind.
Yeah, you
this
and I
person is legit out of her mind.
We have to move on because I keep looking at the video and that's all I want to watch is the video. 2,000 people were recently surveyed about if they currently have recurring pain as a result of an injury from sport or exercise in the past. That is a big problem for a lot of folks in this country.
Do you have any ongoing recurring injuries?
I think I just got getting old stuff.
Okay.
But Sarah's the one that's got one because she destroyed her toe and her knees, dancing. Yep. And so she's got a lot of that, but she's a champ. I hardly ever hear her complain about it. But, you know.
Yeah, you complain about it more, huh?
Yeah.
For her.
I do. You know, because I'm the one that's got the injuries anyway, the old guy stuff. The research examining sporting and exercise woes found that nearly 8 in 10 respondents participate in physical activity at least once a week. Approximately half of those people studied had injured themselves either by moving incorrectly or pulling something. Well, that happens to me.
How it always happens to me. I never hurt my back doing something that is warranted for hurting your back. Nothing. And I do stupid stuff. Plenty of stupid stuff in my life where I deserve to hurt my back. But then I'll just be like getting up off the toilet and I'll pull my back.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
I know. It sucks,
and
dude.
It's like, you got to be kidding me. This is how I'm hurting my back?
This is what does it. Yeah.
Right.
I know. You're absolutely right. Tripping on the sidewalk, the most common weird injury that people
have.
Hey,
you did that.
I
was there with you.
Yeah. So it's not just me. It happens.
That was the 2005 NFC Championship game?
Yeah.
It was either the NFC Championship game or the game before that.
Yeah, it was one of those games, and yeah, I went down, I suffered an injury, but I stayed in the game.
And I remember because we were walking to the game. I think it might have been the championship game. I think it was the game against the Panthers, if I remember correctly. And we were walking to the CenturyLink Field, or was it Quest Field at that time? I can't remember at this point. And PJ just bit it on a crack on the street.
Down like Frazier.
And all I thought was, I just started working with this guy. What's my loyalty at this point?
Yeah.
Do I have to, because I didn't know if you were going to be able to go in, because you look like the worst. I started laughing, and then I realized, oh, he's not getting up. This is not as funny as I thought it would be.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking, do I have to stay with him, or can I still go to the game if you decide not to go?
Yeah.
But a true champion.
I did, man. I had to support our team.
You walked it off.
Luckily, you don't take the shoe off. If you took the shoe off, then the swelling really happens. 39% of people say, yeah, they injure themselves by tripping on the sidewalk. Dude, that happened to me in Chicago because I walked under a bridge because they have this nice walkway on the river. Mm-hmm. And I walked in a part that was really dark and didn't know that they had raised the level of the thing and just planted my I tripped and planted right into the wall. Because you couldn't
and
see
Anthony
it.
Anthony Kiedis walked by and laughed at you.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. But that's the thing, man. And we still got that going on, these injuries.
I still have a recurring one from playing hockey, and it's many, many years. I mean, this is forever ago, just from doing a stupid poke check. I was like diving down, and I just screwed my shoulder up, and it still at times acts
really?
Up.
Still,
yeah.
Wow.
But it's not bad enough for me to care enough to want to go get it. You know what I mean? I don't think it's anything. Maybe it is. I don't know. But it's not where I'm like able to not do things.
Yeah. See,
sometimes if I just put my arm up too high, it's like, oh, I don't want to go any higher than that.
Yeah. Yeah. See, at that point, you go, I don't need to go that high.
I know the worst I have.
Exactly. It's supposed to go to a doctor.
Yeah.
The worst I have was from playing soccer. I ended up shin to shin, just as hard as we could, hitting each other, this girl and I. And I have this space about like 2.5 inches long of just dead nerve.
Oh.
So like I touch it and I don't feel it. If I push hard enough, I could feel the pain underneath it. But I can't feel anything on that top level.
Oh, so if I like took a hammer and a nail and started going into
that,
it, you'd feel it?
I wouldn't feel the first couple of inches, or first inch or so, but then after that.
Are we still talking about your injury?
Maybe.
Okay.
Mine wasn't from, I never played sports, but my back is still messed up from mosh pit when I was 15.
Yeah.
Oh,
you've had a bad go with mosh pits.
I really have, which just means I should probably not go in them anymore, but it was an Unwritten Law concert in Albuquerque, and somebody hit me from the side just really hard, and my left shoulder is still to this day, if I work out too hard or if I do anything physical, it just starts really hurting.
Yeah, that's why I don't mosh pit it up. How about you, Rev? You don't do anything. What you guys?
Everybody's dumb playing World of Warcraft.
Oh, yeah, Nintendo Thumb was a real thing.
It was.
No, the only thing that really happened to me back in the day was pulling my Achilles tendon in the back heel. And, I mean, I haven't played sports since.
Yeah, that Achilles is a killer. That really is.
I know my dad had to get surgery on that 7 months out.
I forgot about my knee. It's been so long. It's over 30 years ago. Might even be close to 40 years ago. DJing parties, and I used to do a Michael Jackson impersonation, and I ended up having to get knee surgery.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my
Where
God.
Is the? Do we have video of this?
Well, you didn't do video back then. You're right.
Video back in the
day.
What
about pictures? Yeah. I would do that in the curly shuffle, which is, basically, and I do all the Three Stooges stuff, so I'd be running around on the floor like
curly. What is the curly shuffle?
Oh.
Is that a song?
Oh, yeah. We've talked about this, but you don't remember.
I forgot. Yeah. I sometimes forget things that I don't want to remember.
Yeah, it's a hey, Mo.
Oh,
yeah. That's the curly shuffle.
And so you had a dance routine to that?
Oh, because the one thing I could do was all the Three Stooges stuff because it was huge. So I basically was curly while I played the curly shuffle.
So you like laid on the ground and then did like the circling around?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was my signature move.
And how'd that go over with the crowd?
The people I played for loved it.
Okay.
You know, And they still like when like I did it. I don't know if it was a birthday party or something for one of my relatives, but I did it. And every time I see them, that's all they talk about. It's like the snapshot in time. Everything else I've accomplished in my life in the 40 years since.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't mean anything. Hey, can you still do the curly shuffle? I go, do you know, it's 40 years ago. And, you know, I wrecked my knee doing that in Michael Jackson. No.
The Michael Jackson one kind of. Did you like put on like a Michael Jackson glove?
Oh, I had the glove. I had the hat that he wore with the braids, that braid black hat look that he had.
Uh-huh.
The white shirt, the glitter glove. I had it going.
And you would do like moonwalk or something?
Yeah, I do it all.
But
I would do a spin around. You know how he does that little spin around move?
Yeah.
I spun, but my knee didn't.
Oh.
Yeah, that was not good.
Yeah, it runs in the family, this knee dance. The dancer's knee.
Oh, dude, it was a beating. And I went down and, oh, man. Luckily, I mean,
Did you set your hair on fire at any point?
Stop drinking
at that
Pepsi.
Point. I should have ended it that way. All right, here's a big question, kids. What do Ryan Castle and a UFC fighter have in common? You're going to find out at 9:50 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. He's the drunk in charge. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and a UFC fighter have in common?
There's some redness and swelling.
Gotta get that taken care of, buddy.
Punch drunk. That would work, too. Rev had a good one. I can't pass a UA.
That's true.
Yeah.
Mr. Jones.
Yeah.
Migs has been in a rear naked choke by both.
Whoa. Oh, nice.
Both have made Steve tap out after a few rounds.
Mm-hmm.
The sleeper.
Steve's been pounded by both. I've never been pounded by a UFC fighter.
Well, we can arrange that.
He can take a punch, though, let me tell you.
Yeah, he can. Tell you right now, man.
They're always mounting Steve. That's very nice. Thank you, everybody.
Nice. Yeah, very, very nice.
Fantastic way to start my day.
We have a complicated relationship, Steve and I.
Yeah, it's complicated. There's some parts of Rio de Janeiro that really are not good. And you don't want to go out there, especially if you happen to be a woman. Unless, of course, you are a UFC fighter by the name of Pollyanna Viana. Then you go out there with your 10-2 record, someone tries to rob you, and you beat their ass.
Beat their asses, that's right.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Picked the wrong woman. It's freaking awesome what happened to this guy.
Yeah, so, so cool. And he had a gun, but it was really just a piece of cardboard that he was pretending was a gun. And she's like, I'm going to pretend your face is a piece of cardboard.
And now he's wearing it on his insides.
Yeah, he is. Ryan Castle, he's got a 12-pack on the insides. He's going to share that with you.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
If you had to be a roommate with anybody from the show, who would your roommate be?
If not Joe, I'd go Vicky.
But then you'd have to be called to the kitchen every now and then, like, Steve, I can't reach this. Can you get it for me?
That's a good point.
Get a lot of stepladders. You should be okay.
I have a lot of steps, too.
But it makes you feel powerful. It's like, can you get that? You're like, yes, I can.
Yeah, it's like when someone brings you a jar. Can you open this? Of course I can. Until that moment when you're like, you can open it. Yeah. And then you just feel like I'm nothing.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I have a mountain of credit card bills and consumer debt. Can I still keep my house if I file bankruptcy?
Yes, you almost always can keep your home and your house, your car in a bankruptcy. Depending on what type of bankruptcy you file, would depend on whether or not, for example, you can keep your vehicles if you have payments on them still. You can almost always keep your home if you're current on the payments on your home, even in full bankruptcy. In Chapter 13, you can also keep those items. If you're behind on your house, you could catch your house payments up in a Chapter 13, take off a second mortgage in a Chapter 13. So keeping your primary assets like a home and car is almost always possible in bankruptcy.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.